Next patient, Olga Ayala. The last name, A-Y-A-L-A. First name, Olga, O-L-G-A. Number one, clinical case of a 77-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3. 3A. A2. Excuse me, A3. CKD 3A, A3. The recent laboratory workup that was done in February the 5th, 2024, the urinalysis is completely clear, and the protein is negative. Interestingly, the hemoglobin hematocrit is with the normal limits, as the platelets are The creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 22, and the estimated EFR is 48. When I made the calculations regarding the protein, that is 71. With the creatinine reported at 69, is consistent with 1 gram. However, the dipstick is negative. In any event, this patient has been treated with the administration of Farxiga. Whether or not this laboratory at Highlands Hospital is reliable is unknown. I am going to call the lab and try to find the clarification. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been followed by the endocrinologist. The patient is taking Soliqua, an average of 30 units sub-Q every day. Sometimes she has to cut down because of the presence of hypoglycemia. A sliding scale for Soliqua was given by the endocrinologist. Following number arterial hypertension, today the blood pressure seems to be with the systolic that is elevated. We are going to ask the patient to follow a blood pressure log before we make any changes. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease. She's taken ranolazine, ER 500 milligrams twice a day. The patient tells me that the doctor that used to give her follow-up, Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, is no longer with the practice. In that regard, we have to seek follow-up with another cardiologist, and since she's Spanish speaking only, we're going to refer to Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, which belong to the same group. Following number, the patient has a peripheral neuropathy that is controlled with the administration of the paraglobulin. The administration of pregabalin, P-R-E-G-A-B-A-L-I-N, 75 milligrams, one tablet per mouth 3 times a day. Following number, vitamin D deficiency treated with supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.